Pearly quickly pointed out four men to come with him and Smoke. They started off on foot, moving quickly and blending into the shadows. Smoke followed the shot, veering to the left so that he could approach under the cover of some trees. When he reached the edge of the pines, he stopped just behind one of the trunks, peered out across an open stretch of ground toward more trees at the base of Gunside Ridge. It took only a moment for the setup to become clear in Smoke's mind. A single set of muzzle flashes from a clump of trees to the right marked Slewfoot's location. The two riflemen, undoubtedly a pair of rustlers, were in the pines at the base of the ridge. Pearly eased up beside Smoke and took in the situation just as quickly as Smoke had.
If all six of us open up on those trees by the ridge, we'll skin those polecats quick as you please.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind taking at least one of them alive so we can ask him some questions. If you and I were to work our way around that way and get behind them, then the rest could open up and come just close enough to stampede them right into our arms.
I like that idea. Ain't no guarantee those Jaspers will cooperate in being took alive, though.
All we can do is try.
Smoke gathered the other four men around him in the shadows and explained the plan to him. They grasped it without any trouble, and Smoke knew he could count on them to do their part.
We'll signal you with the hoot of an owl when we're ready to open up the ball. Let's go.
The cat footed through the darkness, using the cover of trees as much as they could. When the trees ran out, Smoke dropped to his hands and knees and motioned for Pearly to do likewise. Flattening onto his belly, Smoke began crawling toward the ridge. The grass was tall enough to conceal the two of them, and they moved slowly and carefully enough that the slightest disturbance of the grass would be difficult to spot in moonlight. At last, Smoke and Pearly reached the trees where the bushwhackers were hidden. When they were back safely in the shadows, they stood up. Smoke led the way to the very base of the ridge. They followed it toward the spot where the riflemen were holed up. The strip of trees was about 20 feet wide, so Smoke and Pearly would have room to get behind the bushwhackers. When they were practically in the laps of the men from Sugarloaf, Smoke stopped again. He stiffened as his gaze turned toward the ridge. The rock face was dark, but he saw an even deeper patch of darkness that had a faintly ominous look to it, as if it were the gaping maw of some hungry, primordial creature. It looked for all the world like the mouth of a tunnel. Smoke would have sworn was no tunnel in Gunside Ridge. He tapped Pearly on the shoulder to let the foreman know they were ready. A heartbeat later, the rest of Smoke's men opened fire. Some of their shots ripped into the ground just in front of the trees, while others smacked into the trunks and whizzed through the branches overhead. They weren't missing by much, coming close enough with their slugs to make the two bushwhackers give up the standoff and beat a retreat.
Here they come.
Split up. Wait until they're close.
Smoke leaned his Winchester against the tree and drew his Colt. Pearly stepped over to one of the other trees and pressed his back against it so he couldn't be seen. The bushwhacker who was in the lead raced past Smoke. With blinding speed, Smoke leaped out from behind the tree. He butted his pistol against the rustler's head. Pearly tackled the second man. At the same time, Smoke stepped forward and kicked away the rifle his man had dropped. Smoke pressed the barrel of his revolver against the back of the man's head and reached down with his other hand to draw the weapon from the bushwhacker's holster.
You're caught, mister. Try anything, and I'll blow your brains out.
Smoke glanced toward his friends. He couldn't make out any details in the shadows, but he saw the struggling shapes churning around. Fortunately, the weapon was pointed upward as Pearly and the other bushwhacker wrestled over. Suddenly, one of the figures slumped to the ground. Smoke dropped to a knee beside the man he had captured. ready to lift his gun and fire if the other bushwhacker had been victorious.
Smoke?
I'm here. I got mine.
Yeah, same here.
Smoke took hold of his prisoner's collar.
Don't try anything. My trigger finger is mighty itchy right now. Those are my cattle you stole tonight, and one of my men you shot.
You're Smoke Jensen?
That's right.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want...
Save it! Anyway, where you're going, the fellow with the horns and the forked tail is in charge.